Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Oh, yes, it's weather on the ooze, and we're doing it tonight because hockey's back tomorrow, and so this is the last show of the week, and for us, the weekend starts tomorrow. and that means, weather on the ooze.
Weather on the ooze.
Weather on the ooze. Boy, are we glad that you're here, I have to tell you.
John, it is always a pleasure, and I'll tell you, Bill, is keeping us busy.
People are probably going, thank God Bill Snyder's on, because what's going on out here is absolutely insane.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. I mean, we have been, we've had one wave go through and not much chance to catch our breath, John, and we're getting ready for round two right now of storms. And this is all occurring in the wake of the hottest temperatures we had today since last August. 91 degrees officially at O'Hare today, 90 at Midway. Wow. That's the first 90-degree temperature of 2026, which is actually a little bit late. Usually that happens by now, but this is a very, very warm, buoyant, and energetic atmosphere. And until we can get through tomorrow night around this time, or just a little bit after that when we bring a cold front through, we're still going to be dealing with this very active pattern.
You know, I mentioned it earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Earlier this afternoon.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, with absolutely no warning whatsoever, there was thunder that was so loud and so intense that it literally shook my windows.
Oh, I believe it.
I'm not exaggerating at all.
I believe it. Yeah. I mean, this is, we're talking about an atmosphere, John, that is just, it's all the parameters have come together. And, you know, we've got heat, we've got humidity. I mean, the dew points, you know, which is the measure of moisture in the air, are, you know, that's what you typically see down in the Gulf Coast or even in the Amazon River Valley. We've had dew points into the 70s, well into the 70s, which is a very moisture rich atmosphere to work with. And then, you know, you couple that up with, John, with a powerful jet stream above us. You know, that is important, because when you bring, when you put a jet stream, you have hot, humid air in place, you have energy to work with, but you put a jet stream overhead that is capable of twisting ascending air into rotating supercellular thunderstorms. And now those rotating supercellular thunderstorms, those are the ones that are capable of producing tornadoes. They're capable of producing large hail, and capable of producing damaging wind gusts. So, any one of those, are what typically occurs in a supercellular thunderstorm. And wait till you hear some of these reports we had earlier, John. I mean, in terms of wind gusts, it was just stunning. We had wind gusts that were, so 3 miles offshore, off Navy Pier at the Harris Endeavor Crib, we had a wind gust that was measured at 85 miles per hour. That is a hurricane force. That's a, category one hurricane. And that wasn't the only location to have winds that strong, John. Marseilles, 77 miles per hour. We had 74 miles an hour at Northerly Island. Frank Wachowski tells me 73 miles an hour at Midway Airport. Hyde Park, 73 miles an hour. Plainfield, 71 miles per hour. Here at our Northwest Side studio at WGN, there's trees down in the area, 68 miles per hour. So, yeah, those type of wind gusts do damage. And we had, you know, a squall line that essentially barreled into this area, and it collided with this 90-degree heat. And, we had the storms just explode over the area. And now we are getting ready for round two that's coming in right now. And in the parts of the area, actually, we have a couple of our counties as we're on right now that are in severe thunderstorm warnings. And that includes DeKalb County, until 8:30 PM. That's for portions of LaSalle County to our southwest. DeKalb County till 8:30. There's a line of strong storms that are extending from Oregon to near Mendota. And these storms are moving strong, 55 miles per hour. And, you know, that sounds good because they're moving quickly. But actually, John, the fact is that when you have storms that are racing at highway speeds, that's a sign that there's strong wind energy above the surface, and they're able to tap into some of that wind energy and mix it down to the surface in the form of damaging gusts. So, 60 to 70 mile per hour winds are the primary threat with this line of storms, as they move through the area. So some areas such as DeKalb, Ottawa, Sycamore, Streeter, Peru, Sandwich, Mendota, Marseilles, Sheridan. And these are some areas that were already hit earlier by powerful gusts. And here we are getting ready for another round, just no more than what, 2 or 3 hours after the first one.
Yeah. The weather, as you know, is so unpredictable. There wasn't any lightning accompanying this.
Okay.
Clap of thunder. I mean,
that's interesting.
Really,
yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. It really came out of nowhere.
Right.
And,
right.
It surprised me to say the least.
Yeah.
But these conditions still, exist.
They do. And it's interesting because sometimes, John, you would think that, you know, in the wake of one round of storms, which, you know, interestingly, these thunderstorms are like nature's air conditioners because, you know, we had temperatures in the low 90s. And when the storms hit O'Hare Field, the temperature crashed from 91 down to 70 degrees. So that's a 20 degree drop that, you know, it mixes down that cooler air. The thunderhead up above throws down the cooler air down to the surface. And so you would think that that would be a mechanism for this next round that would, you know, necessarily deter the potential for additional strong or severe thunderstorms. But the fact is we have what's called a low-level jet stream, and a low-level jet stream can offset what would otherwise be a more stable atmosphere, and it is overcoming some of this, you know, cooler, more stable air that's at the surface right now. So, we got a rough couple of hours to go. That the tornado watch, a new watch actually, which, you know, we had a severe thunderstorm watch earlier when round one went through. A tornado watch extends for portions of our western counties and southwestern counties until 11 p.m. So we've got to get through this round of storms. And once that happens, you know, quieter conditions will move in overnight, but we're not done yet because we've got one more to go tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening. And I fear, John, that of these three rounds, that one certainly has my full attention, and could pack the biggest punch of all three.
This has been going on, well, not to this extent, perhaps.
Right.
Rain,
yeah.
Wind,
yep.
And then you get a break for maybe a day and a half,
right?
And then you're back at it again.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've had, you know, not just here, but across the state of Illinois, we've had an active spring, even though we had a pretty long pause in the action. You know, we kind of marveled at how quiet May was, and you know, that was all related to this blocking pattern, and we were stuck in a ridge of high pressure, which tends to bring, you know, quiet and rather pleasant conditions. And it keeps your storm track away. But now we've opened access to the Gulf of Mexico, and we've brought in, you know, a series of these low pressure systems, you know, associated with this. And we've got, you know, a very unstable atmosphere. So you get any kind of heating, to occur, and it gives these storms just that extra, oomph to be able to work with. And again, we've got one more day tomorrow where we're really concerned about. And, because tomorrow, John, these storms will be developing ahead of a cold front, which will push this heat and humidity out of here. So if you're kind of, you know, put off by the warmth and humidity we've had in the last few days, there's good news because it is going to break and break significantly. But, in the process, we may have some really potentially destructive storms to contend with tomorrow evening as that transition takes place.
So what do you see going into, since I know here we are on Wednesday, but
yeah,
what do you see going in for, you know, Friday and the rest of the weekend?
Well, you know what? Good news. So we get through, you know, as I said, we've got a very stormy period ahead tomorrow. And it looks like, you know, time-wise, John, you know, while we could pop an isolated shower or storm at any point tomorrow afternoon, it looks to me like the period of greatest concern for severe weather. And, you know, we're in a level 3 of 5 risk from the Storm Prediction Center. Today was also a level 3 of 5, which is rare to have two back-to-back days of, you know, of severe weather risk of that intensity. My fear tomorrow is that the potential is that there could be an upgrade. We could go up to a level 4, which is a very rare assessment from the Storm Prediction Center, but that will be determined later tonight or tomorrow morning. So don't be surprised if you wake up tomorrow and you turn on the TV, watch WGN, or you get info on your app that we are in a moderate risk, which is a very dangerous assessment from the Storm Prediction Center. So 4 to 10 p.m. tomorrow is the period that I'm most concerned about for severe weather here locally, even though it's not out of the realm of possibility to pop an isolated shower or storm prior to that. But that is the period I've, you know, highlighted for us. And then we move it out of here tomorrow night. And then Friday, we have a gorgeous end of the week on Friday. You got outdoor plans. It's going to be a beautiful day. We're talking about plenty of sunshine, far less humidity, and temperatures around 80 degrees. So how's that to end the week? That sounds pretty darn nice to me, considering what we'll have gone through by then. We'll need it. And we carry that over to start the weekend. So Saturday looks pretty nice as well. We're talking about partly to mostly sunny, temperatures in the low to mid 80s. So a very nice day. The humidities are certainly tolerable. Nothing in line of what we've seen the last couple of days. There's another disturbance that swings through here Saturday night, early Sunday, John. So, the potential, and this will be nothing on par with what we're gone through earlier today or what we'll go through tonight or tomorrow. But there could be a period of showers and thunderstorms late Saturday night and early Sunday morning, but that should be out of here. The time frame on that is pretty good. It works to our favor because most of us will be sleeping at that time and we won't be outside, you know, trying to get in some outdoor activities. And then skies will turn partly cloudy during the day on Sunday, a beautiful day, mid to upper 70s, very comfortable. And we carry that over into next week. So we're headed towards a cooler weather regime, but very pleasant for this time of the year. A cooler than normal weather regime in June is far different than cooler than normal in February or March. We're talking about high temperatures, a few degrees below normal, but very, very comfortable in the mid to upper 70s. And then by this time next week on Wednesday, we're talking about high of around 80 degrees. So no sign of violent storms next week and much quieter conditions. And we'll take it. I think we'll need it by then.
By the way, Bill.
Yes, David.
Guess how many customers are in the dark?
I'll tell you what, David, I had heard a little while ago that we were had upwards of 200,000 people. I don't know if that's up or down.
253,000.
Wow. That is something else. And, you know, when you're talking about widespread wind damage of you know, between 60 and 80 miles per hour, trees down, you know, power lines and so forth, I'm not surprised.
We didn't just get trees down.
Yeah.
We got trees down. And then they crushed the car they landed on.
They did. Oh, yeah. We've had videos of that on our newscasts. Absolutely, David. Yeah, this is, these are some mean storms that went through. This was, not quite classified as a derecho because a derecho is a band of severe thunderstorms that treks across an area that's, you know, 200 to 300 miles in length. But this line of storms was certainly a squall line because it didn't just isolate on one or two locations. This hit a multi-area storms here across the Chicagoland area. So many of us were right in the thick of it. And you know, if you didn't get any storm damage and your power is on, consider yourself lucky because you know, not, there are many folks across the area that aren't so lucky. And my fear tomorrow night, with the storms that go through at that time, we're going to have another issue with trees and power lines. And, you know, the risk tomorrow that has my full attention is I think we have a far greater tornado potential. And we're talking about not just one tornado, but the potential for multiple tornadoes and a couple of those that could be on the strong side, given the conditions in place compared to what we're dealing with tonight. So, you know, we'll be watching it closely and be updating throughout the day on WGN News. And
welcome, you know, to being Mother Nature's live entertainment.
I'm telling you, we are. She's certainly given us a lot of entertainment. And No.
We're the entertainment for Mother Nature.
Well, we are.
She's
we are.
Looking at us going,
yep.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm telling you, David, that is very true. And, you know, definitely a tumultuous couple of days for sure.
Well, thank you, Bill. We'll talk to you again.
Oh, yes.
Next week.
Yes, and hopefully it'll be much quieter.
And I may be sitting here hearing you later.
You may. You may, David. And if not today, there's probably a very good chance that you're going to hear me on WGN TV tomorrow afternoon and evening because it's one of those situations where we call back here at WGN all hands on deck. So we're going to be prepared for it. And, I think I'm going to be joining Lisa in the afternoon ahead of these storms to have an update on what we're expecting tomorrow throughout the afternoon and evening. So everybody stay safe out there. And, you know, if we can get through the next, 24 to 28 hours, we'll be in better shape. So that's a period to watch.
Thanks, Bill.
Dave, John, always a pleasure, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You too.